So I think the UN has a very large emphasis on bringing youth into the UN right now. I know in the past we haven't had as much of a campaign on bringing young people in, but right now we're really focused on that with the new youth envoy and so many campaigns going on. And so this upcoming agenda and the meetings that lead up to it are very focused on what we can do in the future. The Sustainable Development Goals are for my generation, and so we have to be the champions who make them happen. So sure, the adults can lead the meetings and make the decisions, but at the end of the day, we youth have to be the ones who make the decisions and have our own say in what we want to see as our futures, because we want, for me personally, I would love to see for my kids a better world than the one I've grown up in. I would love to see an end to climate change, an end to poverty, and all of that is possible if young people are empowered and young people are given the tools at a young age to make these differences that they can carry on as they go into adulthood.
You mentioned climate change is one of the goals that you're more interested in. Can you explain a little bit more about that, please?
My organization personally works on fresh water, which I think is very important. It doesn't tie directly into climate change, but in a way it does, in that water is so important to all of us. And if we create sustainable sources, we have less to worry about in terms of our planet. And so I think climate change is huge, because if we don't have a planet to live on, then it doesn't matter if we solve poverty or if we give everyone education, if we can't live here anymore. So that's definitely a keystone to the Sustainable Development Agenda.
And what are you going to bring away from today?
I've met some incredible youth, people who've started organizations, some because they were here at the Youth Assembly, people who have incredibly diverse and incredibly passionate experiences and passions and interests, and I've learned how we can bring them all together. We've had speakers such as Chhattisgarh, but also people from Pakistan, people from India, people from Nepal, people from all over the world, and each of them, we may have different interests, whether it's climate change, poverty, education, whatever it is, but I've learned how interconnected each of them are, and no matter what our talents, whether it's rapping, for me it's writing, whether it's speaking, we can bring them all together no matter how we see the change we want happening. If we bring our talents together, there is a way that we will make this change happen.